Adam Pagelli joins us from the Sydney Morning Herald on the phone to talk some racing. Good morning again, Adam.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Laurie.
Yeah, it's all happening in the world of sport and in racing. Bivouac. We saw some trials and looking like an Oakley Plate return.
Yeah, this stage, that seems like it's going to be the case. Dave, it was a pretty pleasing trial there yesterday at Rose, still on the course proper. You just edged out Hush Rider. You probably expect that. And Hush Rider's a horse that usually gets over a bit of ground, but I thought it was a pretty good trial by Bivouac. And I noticed some comments from Hugh Bowman after the trial saying the horse has definitely strengthened up and felt a lot bigger to him. So that's a positive sign for a three-year-old heading towards the autumn. I'm from those other trials there yesterday. I thought Avilius trialed pretty well for Godolphin as well, just in behind. And Castelvecchio wasn't too bad late through the line, but I'm very keen to see where they take Bivouac. I think they're possibly looking at the Oakley Plate first up, but the big question mark for me is what they're going to do with him after the Autumn Carnival. Like, he's a three-year-old colt. He's got that Group 1 next to his name in the Golden Rose. He's run up in the Cornwall behind Exceedance down the straight. Do they keep racing him? I'm desperate to see him keep racing on as a four-year-old, but we'll wait and see what Godolphin come up with in a few months' time.
Nash has lost the ride on rulership in the Blue Diamond, has he?
Is he harsh, Laurie? Is it harsh? I don't know. He did a good job, Nash, there on the weekend, winning that race at Randwick and sort of stamped him as a definite Blue Diamond chance. But Nash was sort of in the process of booking his flights, as far as I'm led to believe, and then was told, oh, no, you're not riding the horse in favour of Mark Zara, who'll be doing the riding on the colt down there in the Blue Diamond. So, oh, it's part of the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jockeys jump on and off. Jockey gets back and jump on horses. So, I think Nash, he did trial the horse in the official trials back in September, so he has had a bit of an association with the horse. And having ridden him on debut, maybe he thought he was entitled to ride the horse down there in Melbourne. I'm not sure if there was a verbal guarantee or anything like that. But what I will say is it's not uncommon for some of these big stables to use different jockeys in Melbourne and Sydney, regardless of who's riding the horse. And the one that springs to mind for me is the Hawks Racing Team. I have Dwayne Dunn, used him a lot down there in Melbourne, and Tommy Berry up here in Sydney. And even when Chautauqua was at his peak, regardless of you know, who'd ridden the previous start, if he was in Sydney or Melbourne, it depends which guy got the ride. So, just reading between the lines, I don't think Nash is too happy, but it's part of the game, isn't it?
Part of the game. He's not knocking Nash because he's one of my favourites, but he had plenty in the tank, and I'm fairly sure when he was here dominating Sydney, same thing, he would have been in the same sort of boat where he would have been taking rides off others, etc. That's just how it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Zara's sort of the king down there in a way, isn't he?
Well, he's a good rider down there. He's definitely a top four or five rider down there in Melbourne. He obviously knows the tracks. He knows his rival riders. I'm sure he probably would have been circling this race a long way out trying to find a horse. And he might have had some sort of agreement with the Snowdens and the owner's connections, the horse's connections a long way out. So it's probably all caught Nash a little bit by surprise, given that he did a bit of work in the trials with him and won his debut race. But the part and parcel of the game we're in.
What about Colding? This is surprising. So Elise in that expressway all in was very short, but now we might see Colding in the race.
Yeah, we'll talk about this race yesterday. It just seemed like it was Elise's race for the taking, wasn't it? We know how dynamic and lethal she is fresh, but we had a few late nominations coming yesterday for the expressway. Obviously, Colding is the most interesting for mine. Obviously, the horse won the Epsom and the Golden Eagle last time. Chris Wallace thrown in a late nomination. That final field will be declared a bit later this morning. We'll wait and see if he lines up later in the week, but he certainly has a lot of interest in this race if he does resume his campaign there on the weekend. And, of course, James Cummings for Godolphin has thrown in Cam Meachie as well as a late nomination. She won the Golden Slipper last year. She wasn't due to resume in this race, but she trialled pretty well earlier this week. And James said, I think she's ready to go to the races. So suddenly a race that looked like it was going to be pretty much a lead race to lose has taken a little bit more interest, I would have thought. And if Colding and Kiamichi line up, we've suddenly got a real serious race there on the weekend.
Has Robert Heathcote undergone some surgery, mate?
Yeah, he's had a bit of an issue, Laurie. He had a bit of a heart issue on there on the weekend and went and got it checked out with the doctor. I think it might have been late last week, sorry. And the doctor warned him, saying he got a bit of a really bad blocked artery, which would have been really serious. So thankfully, he listened to his body. Thankfully, he got it checked out and underwent some heart surgery there on the weekend. And he's back fit and firing, ready to go again. So he's back at track work and the trials and everything like that. So thankfully for Robert, he's had that little issue fixed.
I tell you, his stable's been going all right as well. So let's hope it continues. Adam, we will talk to you tomorrow, mate. All happening in the world of racing.
Yeah, thanks, boys. We'll speak again in the morning.